High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farman City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, and Din's Country Meat.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, from Humboldt Table Rock Senior High School in Humboldt. It is time for Pioneer Conference basketball tournament action today. We have three games to bring you. The boys' third-place game between Johnson Brock and the championship game, the girls' game between Fall City Sacred Heart and Nebraska Lord Central Catholic, and the boys' championship between Fall City Sacred Heart and Tri-County tonight. This game, Johnson Brock and Lord Central Catholic coming up. Johnson Brock coming in here 13-7. Lord Central 17-5 on the year. About a month ago, it was Johnson Brock and the Knights hooking up, and the Knights picked up a 42-38 win. They had won seven straight, but have lost three of the last four as Johnson Brock. Two of those losses to Sacred Heart in the last 10 days now, including the semifinals here on Thursday. The Knights, they've won three straight now and are 11-5, again, as we said, on the season. This is the boys' third-place game earlier today here. In the girls' third-place game, Del Rodell defeated Lewiston by a final score of 48-36. 48-36, the final there. And in the boys' East Central Conference tournament action, a game you heard on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3 today. Johnson County picked up a win over Malcolm 56-44 today. So lots of tournament action going on around the area on this. Saturday. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups on KTNC.
Main Street Bank, with seven locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank. Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Din's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Din's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Din's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Din's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Howdy again. Welcome back here to Humboldt, where we are getting ready for this boys' game between Johnson Brock and Lord Central Catholic to get underway here this afternoon. They're going to introduce the starters, and we will be underway. Johnson Brock came into this tournament as the number 5 seed, while Lord Central Catholic came in as the number 3 seed in the tournament. Take a look at the starters for the visitors today for Coach Trevor Crank. His starting five will include senior Blake Miller, senior Bo Lee, senior Joseph Kennedy, Joseph Carney, Senior, Zach Tesarek, and Senior Will Funk. They don't have any heights for the Knights, but a pretty good size basketball team, very athletic. Blake Miller, Bo Lee, Joseph Carney, Zach Tesarek, and Will Funk for the Knights in this ball game. For Johnson Brock today, Coach Lucas Dollenhouse will go with this lineup. 5'9" senior Caleb Fossenbarger, averaging 12.5 points, 3.1 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per game for the Eagles. Camden Dollenhouse is a 5'11" freshman. 6.8 points, 2.7 rebounds per game, shooting 45% from beyond the three-point line. Kate Davis is a 6'5" senior, averaging 8.4 points, nearly 5 rebounds a game for the Eagles. Nick Perry is a 6'3" junior. Perry comes in averaging 8.3 points, 4.6 rebounds per game on the year. He is shooting 31% from three-point range. And the final starter is Ryan Bullen, a 5'11" senior, averaging 3.2 points, 3.1 rebounds per game for the Johnson Brock Eagles headed into today's action. So we're ready to go here. The Knights have been introduced. Wearing the road blue, the Eagles, the home team, wearing the white here today. Kara Ingles, the activity director here at HTRS, introducing everyone, the starters, to the crowd here today as we get ready to roll in game number 1 of 3 on the air today here on KTNC. All right, everybody's introduced. Referee takes the ball, and the teams are ready to go. It'll be Blake Miller to jump it up for the Knights. Stepping into the center circle for Johnson Brock is Nick Perry. The Eagles will go right to left toward the south bucket here in the first half this afternoon as we're ready to roll. Here's the tip. Miller controls it. Backcourt he goes to Carney. Carney will head up the floor, pass it over on the left side to Tesarek. He passes off, gets it right back, and now pass the ball to Bo Lee and out to the top to Carney. Tesarek handles it back out top around the zone. Into the paint, trying to elevate, no turn, ball knocked loose by Fossenbarger. They say touch last by Carney, and it will be Eagle basketball. So the first turnover of the game goes against the Knights. Fossenbarger up the floor, oh, into a triple team, and they turn it right back over. Miller comes away with it. The bounce pass intended for Davis couldn't get through there. Here's a three ball on the right side, up, too strong for Tesarek. Rebound grabbed up by the Eagles, by Fossenbarger. He hands the ball off in the front court. Perry spins in the lane, elevates, up and good. Nick Perry makes it 2-0 Johnson Brock in the first minute of play here this afternoon. To the right side we go. Miller with it on the wing, dribbles it back out to the top. Passes off to Sarek. Now he'll go left side with it to Carney. Back on the right side to Sarek. In the paint, and we've got a push foul going to be called here. We've got a Knight that goes down as he tries to get down the lane. Foul will go on Johnson Brock on Kate Davis. First foul of the ball game, and the Knights will inbound it from the baseline. Carney, don't know what happened. They're just going along, and the referee having a big smile. Here to turn around, left-hander in the lane, up no good by Lee. And the rebound to the Eagles. Up the floor comes Fossenbarger into Perry. Tried to take the ball across court to Dollenhouse, and the ball is stolen away by the Knights, and they run the other way, and the ball is knocked loose, out of bounds. Good hustle back there by Ryan Bowling for Johnson Brock. So Bowling knocks the ball away, and it will be the Knights inbound from the baseline. Bring the ball into Miller for three from the left side. It's up. It's good. Three-pointer for Blake Miller, and we've got a 3-2 lead now for the Knights. The other way, Perry in the lane again, and we got a foul the other way on Johnson Brock on the pick on Ryan Bowling, his first team foul, number 2 in the ball game. Setting that screen, did something wrong. At least in the eyes of the man in the striped shirt. Here come the Knights to the front. Miller way out on the left sideline. He looked, holds it above his head, now dribbles and passes back out top to Bo Lee. He'll give the ball up to Tesarek on the right side, dribbles against the zone, looks, bounce to the middle, knocked loose, stolen away, Camden Dollinghouse coming up the floor, the freshman. Left side, Fossenbarger, long range on the rim, no. Rebound tipped out of there, it goes to the Knights. On the run is Bo Lee. In the paint, out to Miller, right elbow, three ball, short off the rim. Three Eagles go up for the rebound, coming down with it is going to be Ryan Bowling. Bowling passes off, gets it right back, hands to Fossenbarger, who'll give it to Perry in the lane on a weave out top. They continue that weave, Fossenbarger, it bounces off the leg of Bowling and now stolen away by the Knights. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse not happy. At the other end, a two-pointer on a loose ball picked up under the bucket by Bo Lee. Extends the lead to 5-2 for the Knights. Fossenbarger will hand the ball off to Dollinghouse. Coming around, hand the ball again to Ryan Bowling. To Fossenbarger, three ball on the rim, no good. Will Funk will grab the rebound, and the Knights come up the floor. Across the midcourt, and it's going to be Carney with it. Carney off the left side. They'll skip it back to him. Now to Funk in the right corner on the baseline. In the middle. And with it stuck there is Carney. Finally got it away to a teammate. Lee down the lane. Partially blocked. Taken out of there by Perriott. It comes down to Bowling. Up the floor quickly to Davis from 17. Got it. No, don't count it. He traveled with it before he got the shot away, according to the man in the striped shirt again. Score remains 5-2, 4:30 to go here in quarter number one, our boys' third place game in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Sloan Pelican into the game for the Eagles, a 5'8 sophomore. Also in there for the Eagles now. Somebody else came in there, we'll check it. Here's a ball loose, a scramble. Held ball will go to Johnson Brock. The Eagles also brought in Leighton Behrens as Bowling and Davis will sit down for the Eagles. So here we come up the floor. Fossenbarger at the top of the key, hands off to Perriott. He moves to the right, now leaves the ball off to Dollinghouse and to Pelican. Perriott, three ball, right side, swish, and we are tied. Perriott has all five of the points now for Johnson Brock in this early going. Just past the halfway mark in quarter number one. Off the left side, that is Lee. Now he'll go to the side to Tesarek. Down low, Funk. Dip the shoulder, dribbled in, no call. Passes off. Over left side, Lee for three. Got it from the elbow. He's got five. And now we go back the other way. 8-5, the Knights lead. Pelican, Fossenbarger, left wing, dribbles. Double, gets it away. Pelican down the lane. He passes out of there and out to Dollinghouse for three on the rim. No. Rebound to Miller. Senior will slow it down and work it slowly up the court for the Knights. To the left side now with the basketball. It's going to be Tesarek. To the top to Carney. And now Miller, right corner, holds it. Defender looked away. He dribbles around him, shoots, no. Whistle and a foul will put him at the line to shoot to. Foul on Nick Perry at his first, team foul number three now on Johnson Brock here in the first quarter. 2:54 left in this first period. Miller at the line. First free throw is the ball game coming up here. On the way up is good. And that makes it 9-6. I'm sorry. That's not right. They had a two-pointer and a three-pointer. Second one up, second one good. The score says 10-6. Unless Perry's first basket was a three and I missed it. Apparently it was. So it is now three. No, now they changed. It's 10-5. Down the lane, two-pointer. Pelican up the lane, got it to the left hand, got the roll. And that was right. So now it is 10-7. think they put the point on the wrong side down the scorer's table. Okay, I see what they did. 10-7, Knights with the lead. Off the left side into the game is Caleb Howard for Lord Central Catholic. Also in there is Hayden Becker. Hand the ball off, go down low, and Funk goes up on the left block, and he gets fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot two. Eagle foul will go on 30, Leighton Barron. I wasn't sure if it was 30 or 03. So it'll be Funk at the line to shoot two. First one on the way up, off the back iron, no good. He'll get another one here. Perry comes out for Johnson Brock now. Back in the ballgame is Kate Davis. Second free throw for Funk on its way up and rattles, and it won't go. Davis rebound as it rolls off the right side of the rim. Ahead to Pelican on the right side of the elbow. Hands the ball off with the basketball now is Lane Buckmeyer, who checked in on that last break. Buckmeyer now to Pelican, over to Davis. He'll load up a three and hit it from the left side wing. So Kate Davis with a triple makes it a 10-10 ball game. 10-10, our second tie, 5-10 now. Minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Ball deflected, now knocked away by the Eagles and off of the Knights. Johnson Brock basketball. Here comes Tesarek back in and Bo Lee back in as Beckard and Howard will sit back down for the Eagles, for the Knights. Caleb Fossenbarger to the front on the left side, guarded there by Miller. Over to Davis, to the middle, with it to Leighton Behrens. Bounce pass to Pelican. Into the paint, looking, comes cross court to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer wants to run that weave. They cut him off. Now it goes back to him. Behrens pass off to Fossenbarger. Now it's off to Pelican. He fires it underneath, and there were two defenders in the way. And the Knights steal the ball. Three-pointer left side to Stroh. Hit the opposite side of the rim, went straight up, and came back down for Tesarek. And it's Eagles trailing now by 3, 13-10. Pelican forges his way in at 5'8". He's a spark plug. He dipped the shoulder a little bit, got the defender out of his way, and drew the foul. So it'll be Sloan Pelican to the free throw line. Has 2 points in the ball game. Foul will go on Tesarek, his first team foul, number one on Lord Central Catholic. Free throw in and out, no good. Pelican gets another one here. 2nd one coming. Ready, up and good. And it's 13-11. 13-11, the Knights lead. Miller with it. Center court to Lee, back off the right side, handling the ball Carney. Now Miller on the right side, dumps it in the free throw area to Lee, and it's taken away by Kate Davis for Johnson Brock. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Pelican forces his way in again, left hand, no good, short rebound on the offensive end, up no good by Behrens, and coming out with the rebound will be Joe Carney. Now to Miller with 8 on the clock. Off the right side, he goes to Sarek and skip it over to Miller, who made the 3, but there was a foul before the shot, I believe. No shot, that's right. Foul is on Sloan Pelican. He knocked a Knight to the floor trying to get out to the shooter, so the 3-pointer by Miller will not count. 3.3 seconds left, the Knights inbound. Come into the top of the key. Funk holds it, and the ball is flung to the basket. No good. After one quarter, 13-11, Lord Central Catholic with a 2-point lead. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock. It'll be Knights basketball to start this second period. They lead it 13-11 over Johnson Brock in the Pioneer Conference third place game here in the boys' division. To the right side, the ball goes to Bo Lee down in the right corner for three. It's up, no good by Tesarek, and the rebound to the Eagles. So the front court, Camden Dollinghouse. Perriott back in the ball game. Starters in for Johnson Brock here. Dollinghouse for three. Left side, up and good. Camden Dollinghouse, his first points of the game. And the Eagles lead it now 14-13. Our first lead and second lead change of the ball game. To the front, in the middle, it is Lee. And a held ball will go to the Johnson Brock Eagles. Good defense there by Johnson Brock that time. Two lead changes, two ties here so far, 7:18 to go. Second quarter, bounce pass off to Dollinghouse on the right side, pushes across to Davis. Now Perry at right side, beyond the arc. He looks inside, comes to the near side, Bowling off the baseline screen. Back to Bowling from 16, short. Perry flying through the air, grabs a rebound. Three-pointer by Fossenberger, blocked by Miller. Fossenberger got it back. Goes right sideline to Dollinghouse. He's backing up all the way out near midcourt against the man-to-man defense. Now it's Bowling with the basketball off to Perry. He'll fire a triple, and it goes in. And that will be 8 points now for Nick Perry. And Johnson Brock is up 17-13. Obviously, their biggest lead of the ball game by four. Here we come the other way. Nice ball. Bo Lee on the right side. Bounce pass. Working in the lane, Funk, a little one-hander up, a little one-handed hook shot, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Ryan Bowling. Bowling to Fossenberger to the front court. Seesaws the dribble back and forth. Off the right side, Davis going to load up a long one, and it's nothing but net. Kate Davis with his second triple, and the Eagles are up 20-13. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
20-13, Johnson Brock now with the lead. They were down 13-10. It was a 10-0 run for Johnson Brock right now here in this second quarter. They're down 13-10 in the first quarter, 13-11 at the end of the period. Johnson Brock has now made 5 3-point baskets in the ball game. 3 of them by the Knights as well here in the first half so far. All right, it is Knights basketball. Coach Trevor Crank took the timeout, gave his instructions. Now up the floor, Hayden Beckard with the ball. He checked in. Becker passes off, gets it right back, and now comes cross court to Carney. Carney looking, the Eagles stepping out on a little further. Down low on the baseline, it's Miller backing in, slips the pass back to the top to Becker. Down the lane, hit the bottom of the rim. Blocked by the rim, and the rebound to the Eagles. Davis to Fossenberger down the lane, whips the pass to Perry at left corner. Three ball on the rim, no. Rebound, Dollinghouse brings it down. Little jump hook won't go. And Perry is going to get called here, flying in there for the rebound. And on Nick Perry, that's his second foul of this first half, and team foul number six on Johnson Brock. 5:24 to go in the half. 7-point lead for the Eagles. To the front court, Joseph Carney with it. Off the left side now to Lee. Lee moves up, looks right side. Ooh, just about got himself a referee, but Carney caught the pass. Off the left side, moving with the basketball to Sarek. Now back out to the top, Carney. Beyond the line, down to Miller, inside the three-point line on the left side. They'll take the pass back out top against the zone of Johnson Brock. On the right side, Miller now on the sideline, floating back toward the top, and now passes out between the circles with it to Tesarek. He'll dribble in and come back out. Now it goes over to Beckert on the left sideline. Miller passes down to the baseline, trying to drive in. Ball knocked loose by Bowling. He's having a good game defensively and rebounding for Johnson Brock. Dollinghouse with a stutter step off to Davis. Perry will come out on the next break of the action with two fouls. Dollinghouse with it. Off it goes to Bowling. Cross court, Davis for two. On the rim, no. Rebound, Perry. Ooh, he reached over, tipped it away, kept it alive. Davis had it. Out to Fossenberger along the baseline. Out to the side. Now Bowling, free throw line to Perry. Back into the middle he goes. Dollinghouse comes from right to left. Now into the middle against the man-to-man. Bounce pass to Bowling. He holds his pass tip, stolen by Miller. Halfway through the second quarter. Harriet playing in the middle in the 2-1-2 zone here for Johnson Brock. With the ball, Bo Lee, right wing. Help picked up his dribble. Needs help. Gets it to Miller on the baseline. Back out to the top. Swinging it around to the left corner. Carney driving up, or rather that was Lee. And a whistle and a foul. Two shots coming, and the foul on Perriott. They were trying to get him out. They just never got a break in the action. His third, and team foul number seven, 1-1 the rest of the half for the Knights. So Perriott going to sit down with 7-8 points already. In for the Eagles, Lane Buckmeyer, 6-foot junior. Here comes Sloan Pelican into the ball game as well. And also in there is Leighton Behrens. First free throw on the wave is no good. Second one rolls off as well. Remains 20-13, 3:30 to go in the half. To the front off the left side. Now that's going to be Buckmeyer with it. Cross court, Lane Behrens. Pelican out to Fossenbarger, the senior point guard. Moving back, Miller's guarding him. Miller's got a big size advantage. Bullet pass off the hand of Johnson Brock. Picked up and on the run, Bo Lee forces his way in and forces a foul on Johnson Brock. I think they're going to get Camden Dollinghouse here. They do, and that will be his first foul. Team foul number 8. That's a shooting foul. And they'll put Lee at the line where he just missed two. He'll have two more opportunities here. And he gets this one. So now 20-14, make it 15. He did make one of those. Okay, a little slow down there. 3, 8, 9, 10, 14, yeah, and 15. So he's hit 3 out of 4. Sorry about that. 20-15, Johnson Brock with the lead. 3 minutes to go in the half, and a reach-in foul on the Eagles here. That foul would be, on the Knights. I apologize. Bo Lee with a foul, his first. That's only the second foul of the game on the Knights. Backcourt, the inbound to Behrens. Or to Fossenbarger. He comes around. Now Fossenbarger's got it back. 18-footer on the wing. Up, no. Rebound. Scramble for it. It comes back to Fossenbarger. He tried to pass it underneath, and the ball got pinballed around under there by about 3 or 4 players, and goes off the Knights out of bounds. Now, Fossenbarger will trigger in for the baseline. Looking, oh, and a big collision and a push foul on the Knights, I'm guessing. Players all over the floor, and that is going to be 2 in a row on Bo Lee. A big collision down there. About 4 players all ended up on the deck. Here comes Joe Carney back in, and sitting down will be Bo Lee. for the Knights. Pelican to inbound for Johnson Brock. Backcourt to Fossenberger. Caleb comes up the floor, hands the ball off to Dollinghouse, now to Pelican. Gives the ball away, and now down low on the left side with it. Behrens back to the top, Fossenberger to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer spins in the paint, tried to bounce pass down, and it's off the mark, out of bounds. Not a bad idea. There's a lot of traffic to get that one through. We're stuck at 20-16 here. Johnson Brock went on a 10-0 run, and now they've been stuck on 20. And here we come back. Lord Central Catholic with the basketball. Off the left side, way out of the sideline, to Sarek. Across to Becker. Dribbles the right side, moving left to the middle. Pelican guards him in the zone defense. Now back out top to Miller. He looks. His pass stolen away by Pelican. Pelican going in. Bounce pass. Nice defense. Hustling back. And Becker with the steal for the Knights. 1:50 to go. Miller through traffic. A big collision and a blocking foul on Johnson Brock is going to be called on Leighton Behrens. His second foul, team foul number 9. Miller will go to the line. He is 1 for 2, has 4 points in the ballgame. Senior sets, fires, it's up, it's good. And now it's 20-16, so the Knights continue to chip away, 20-17 actually. They continue to chip away here one at a time since it was 20-13. Second one up, second one good. And once again, here comes Johnson Brock. Miller now with 6. Three ball, right side, up and down. Camden Dollinghouse, his second long one. And the Eagles lead 23-18 with a minute 30 to go in the half. 5-point differential here. Miller, hands on the right elbow. He's got a defender in front of him. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse shouting instructions right behind him. Throw underneath. He clears out. No shot. Traveling. Traveling is the call, and Coach Trevor Crank standing down here by the scorer's table with his mouth open going, really? I didn't see it that way. Pelican, left side elbow, cross court with the basketball now. Now Dollinghouse has it to the free throw line, passes the ball off to Jalen Behrens, who checked in. Now Fossenberger. Fossenberger to a double team. Miller stays with him, passes it off again to Behrens. In the middle, the defender lost him, and a foul going to be called on Hayden Becker. That'll be his first, team foul number 4. And that'll put Jalen Behrens at the free throw line for the Eagles. Ready for the free throw with 52 seconds to go. It's on the way up, and it is good for Jalen Behrens. 24-18, Johnson Brock. Biggest lead of the game has been 7 so far. Second on the way up, and that matches the biggest lead of the game. 25-18, Johnson Brock. All right, down to the final 45 seconds of quarter number 2. On the right side, Joe Carney down in the corner. On the wing, Miller skipping around. Becker used up his dribble, needs help. Back out to the top to Carney. Carney stutter steps, spins into the lane. And now out to Becker for 3 on the rim. No, rebound up in the air. Grabbed finally by Johnson Brock. Ahead to Pelican. He got bumped from behind, no call. Coach Lucas Donas has pulled out, get one shot. 15 on the clock, and it's Fossenberger near midcourt. Seesaws the ball back and forth with the dribble, a 10-9 on the clock. Miller guarding him. Little pick. Fossenberger out to the corner to Pelican. Pelican driving in. He wanted to pass off, and he drew a foul. And they're going to call it a shooting foul. I can certainly see why they call it a shooting foul. Foul will go on the Knights. That's going to go on to Sarek, his second. Team foul number 5, and Pelican to the line. 1 for 2, and in and out, no good. 2.3 seconds left in the half. Second free throw for the Johnson Brock sophomore coming up. on the way up, and good. Got one out of two again, and is now 26-18. And the ball kicked, and Dolanow picked it up, threw it toward the basket, hit the backboard, and that was the end of the half. 26-18, Johnson Brock with the lead here at halftime in the Pioneer Conference third-place game of the boys' division. This is KTNC, Falls City, and Humboldt, 12:30 a.m., 107.1 FM. We'll take a two-minute timeout, be back, and wrap up the first half scoring on KTNC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime at Humboldt. Our score is 26-18. Johnson Brock boys leading the Lord Central Catholic Knights here at halftime. The Knights did not score a field goal in that second quarter. They made 5 points all on free throws, while Johnson Brock was putting up 15 points in the second quarter. That included 3 three-pointers in that second period, to go from being down 10-5 at one point to ahead 20-13. A 7-point lead is now extended to 8 here at halftime. Scoring in the first half for Lord Central Catholic, we have 6 points for Blake Miller, half of them on free throws. Bo Lee has 8 points in the first half. He's got 3 of those on free throws. Zach Tasharek made 3 points in the first quarter, in the first half. The Knights made 3 triples in the first quarter and just 1 two-point basket. They are 6 of 10 at the free throw line. For Johnson Brock in the first half, they are led by Nick Parrott. 8 points, but 3 fouls, had to sit the late part of that second quarter. 6 apiece for Camden Dollinghouse and Kate Davis with 2 threes each. Jalen Behrens had a couple on free throws, and 5 points for Sloan Pelican off the bench. The Eagles are 4 for 6 at the free throw line in the first half here tonight of the ball game. 26-18 the score here. The lead to Johnson Brock at halftime. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check the weather, then be back with the second half after some more words from our sponsors coming up on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in Southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
This is your Good Time Oldie Station, KTMC Falls City. I'm Andy Faliber. We have clear skies in the forecast. Overnight low temperatures drop to the low 20s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 with gusts in the mid-20s. Beautiful sunshine on Sunday. Temperatures upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Winds will be switching to the northwest and gusting around 30. Clear and 21 for Sunday night. We're in the low 50s on Monday. Lots of sunshine. Winds will be turning to the southwest and still quite breezy. Clear and 28 Monday night. We jump to the upper 50s on Tuesday. That will be our warmest day. Lots of sunshine thanks to a ridge of high pressure. 31 and clear Tuesday night. We're in the low 50s on Wednesday with sunshine, and we'll see sunshine to end the work week on Thursday and Friday, highs in the 50s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 49 degrees.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Farm and City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection. Yes, we do. Your country pop-in superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family. Yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, the two teams are back out, getting final instructions from their coaches here as we get ready for second half action, our Pioneer Conference boys' third place competition here today. Third place, the girls, that trophy going home today. Won already, that trophy going back to Dylan O'Dell High School, where the Dylan O'Dell girls picked up a win today over Lewiston, 48-36. That was a pretty hard-fought matchup. Lewiston had it pretty good sized lead in that ball game. They didn't score in the second quarter of that game, allowing Durodell to get back into it and eventually win the ball game. At the ECNC today, in the boys' third place game, Johns County Center beat Malcolm 56-44. Right now, I don't think it's over, but could be. I haven't checked. Ball State and Auburn playing for third. That game's over on Sister Station Sunny 101.3. Randy Catulis can bring you the action in that one today. All right, here we go. It's going to be Knights basketball. They trail 26-18 here. Start quarter number three today. Perriott in there for the Eagles with three fouls. He's patrolling the middle of a 2-1-2 zone and is very successful for the Eagles in the first half. They did not allow a field goal in the second quarter of the Knights. And there, Perriott deflects a pass to the middle, and it's picked off by Ryan Bowling. Bowling to the front court, uses up his dribble, off now to Perriott. Perriott, left side, Davis loads up a long one, too strong, and the rebound is grabbed by Bo Lee. He's on the run the other way. Left side, Miller thought about it, didn't take the long one. Now he'll dribble, pass it back to the top to Carney. Carney way outside for three from Tesarek, no good. Rebound again to Ryan Bowling. Ryan, we said, he averages about 3.1 points, about 3.5 rebounds a game. He's the guy that does the dirty work, all that little stuff that needs to be done to win a ball game. Right now he's setting a pick, got pushed for his effort by the opponent, no call. And then they tried to throw him a pass, and he didn't see it coming, and it sailed by him, behind him, out of bounds. So, turn the ball over to the Knights. Minute gone by here in quarter number three. Right side on the wing with it, Bo Lee. Bounce pass down on the baseline, trying to back in there is Funk. He's double teamed. Oh, he double dribbled. Now, one of the referees standing right beside him didn't call it. The guy out top called it. That was double dribble, and the Eagles get the ball back. They can't make all the calls. You know, sometimes one's going to get missed. Davis out top of the basketball, cross court to Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse to Perriott. Perriott looking, now dribbles, works to the free throw circle. Off to Camden again, and now to Fossenberger. Caleb has not scored in this ball game for Johnson Brock. Get him going. Have a good chance of winning this ball game, but they're up against good competition here today. Here's the ball knocked loose. Davis on top of one Knight. He's got a Knight on top of him. Throws it out to Fossenberger. He throws underneath the Dollinghouse for the layup, and the Eagles go up 28-18, a lead of 10 in this ball game. To the front we go with the basketball now, Zach Tesarek. Tesarek will hand the ball off. He'll get it back now. Drives in the paint, double team, out it goes. Bo Lee off the front edge, no good. Miller with the rebound, and he had a big collision with Davis, and Davis might have hyperextended his elbow there a little bit in that collision. The ball ends up out of bounds and belongs to the Knights as Miller went toward the hoop. Now lob it in to the top with it. Lee, left corner to Sarek. Fake to three, drives in, skips it over the top to the right side to Carney. Carney holds it. He needs help. Gets the ball away to Miller. Three ball from the top on the rim, two times, no. Rebound to Stark. He knocks bodies all over the floor. And now again on the floor on his back, holding onto the basketball. Once again, Ryan Bowling. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse calls the timeout, saves the possession. Eagles first timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Main Street Bank with seven locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5:23 to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock lead 28-18. Still, the Knights did not score here in the third quarter. No field goals in the second quarter, but five free throws. Johnson Brock basketball. Dollinghouse, left side, Perriott. Looked at a three. Did he walk? Yes, he did. Dre drove himself with the ball into the lane, tried to turn around, and he could not stop, drug his pivot foot. As I said, he drived himself into the lane. Sometimes I like to make up my own words and phrases, you might notice once in a while. Perhaps nothing you've ever heard of before, but they mean something, I think, when I say them, but maybe not always correct. On the right side, Funk with it down to the baseline, back out to the top, work the ball in. Left side, three ball, up and good for Zach Tesharik. His second three-pointer of the ball game, and it's 28-21. 4:42 to go here in quarter number three. Now, Dollinow's defender fell away from him, and Camden Dollinow from the free throw line, up and good. He's got 10, and it's 30-21, Johnson Brock. Come the other way now, with it in the paint, driving in, dropping the shoulder down. That didn't get called, but traveling did. And it goes back over now to Johnson Brock. Eagle ball, and the Knights showing a little pressure here. Just token pressure, nothing much. Now out to the top with the ball, Fossenbarger off the right side to Bowling. Bowling with it, passed the ball across. That was Lane Buckmeyer who checked in during that break. So, Perriott sitting down with the two fouls along with Davis right now on the bench. Who else is in there for Johnson Brock? Who am I missing? All right, there he is. Leighton Behrens also in there for the Eagles. Fossenbarger gives the ball up for Behrens. Behrens, 1 foot in the lane, gets the ball off to Dollinghaus. Guarded aggressively there by Carney. Out top, Fossenbarger back to Dollinghaus. Off balance, in the paint, off the rim, off the backboard, off the rim again, and into the hole it goes. He's got six in the quarter. It's an 11-point lead for Johnson Brock. Crossing midcourt, the Eagles used up their dribble, the Knights did, excuse me. Oh, he come the other way, right side, Funk, way out beyond the three-point line. He dribbles in, cut off there by Behrens. And we've got a whistle away from the ball and a foul on Johnson Brock. That'll be on Ryan Bowling. Is that what he said? Yeah, there he is. Okay, is he even in the game? He is. Second foul of the half on the Eagles. From the baseline, inbounded Funk, three ball left corner on the rim, no. Tip up by Miller, no. Davis tipped it up with the rebound to Bo Lee for the Knights. Back to the corner for three on the rim again. No good that time by Bo Lee. Ball hit the rim. Went up to the top of the backboard. Hit there twice. It came down to the Eagles. Off to Davis. Beyond the arc. Now to Sloan Pelican who's in the ball game. Pelican dishes out to Dollinghaus. Back in the middle to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer, hold on, they actually just stopped there for a moment. Now Buckmeyer drilling around looking for help. His pass tip, it ends up to Pelican. And as he made a dribble, Miller slapped it away from behind. Here come the Knights, down 11. And Pelican returns the favor, knocks it away from behind, ahead to Davis. 3-on-1, Davis all the way in. Miller up and blocks it. Davis had the rebound, then lost it. And stepping on the sideline, out of bounds, Will Funk. Eagles basketball. So the Eagles get the basketball. Out of the game for the Knights goes Carney. Back in is Hayden Becker. Perriott back in for Johnson Brock. Fossenbarger on the bench now. Lobbed the ball into the backcourt. Dollinghaus with it. Off the screen on the baseline. Now out top, Buckmeyer to Davis. Defense gets to him in a hurry. He's got a height advantage, but can't use it there. Now he's going to load it up on the right wing. Three ball up, no. Rebound grab by Tesharik. And here come the Knights on the run to the front court. They slow it down. Johnson Brock back into their zone defense. The minute 50 to go in the third. They've been in this zone all afternoon. Miller up, and he wanted to make a pass. And as he elevated, somebody has swiped at the ball. Oh, and that's four. On Perry, he can't be reaching like that. So Perry going to the bench with four fouls at the 1:44 mark. Eagles have done okay with it. Now Miller takes the inbound. Double team, but kicks it back out of the top to Tesarek. Back to Miller. Miller looking into the middle. And in the paint, Lee has all kinds of people grabbing the ball in white jerseys. And the foul will be called on Kate Davis, his second. Team foul number four. No fouls yet on the night here in the second half. Davis, they've got him for three. I'm sorry. I missed one somewhere. So inbounding now will be Beckert out top. Gets the ball to Lee. Right corner. Three ball up is no good by Tesarek. Miller ends up with the rebound, and we have a very unhappy Lucas Dollenhaus. He thought Miller came over the top of everybody. 32-23 in the paint. Pelican shot is blocked, but they call a blocking foul on the Knights. First foul of the half on the Knights. Foul on Will Funk, his first. Team foul number one of the half. So Pelican to the free throw line, up and got it. Sloan Pelican now 2-3-4. That's 5 points for the sophomore. Back into the ball game comes Joe Carney for the Knights. Coming up next, girls championship basketball, Sacred Heart. And Knights. Pelican gets it again. Makes them both. 34-23 with a minute five to go in the third. And now on the right side, down in the corner to Miller, the senior, for two. It's up, it's good. Miller and double figures now with 10. 34-25. Bossenberger back in over to Pelican. Back over to the near right side. Ryan Bowling with it. The Eagles going to the north bucket here. Left to right as we look at it in the second half today. Clock down to 38 seconds to go in the third. Bossenberger holding. Over to Pelican, right side. Off the mark, he goes to Bowling. Back to Pelican, three ball up and too strong. Rebound comes down to Tesarek. He'll push it up with 20 seconds to go. Down the lane, up. With the scoop, no, and the rebound to Ryan Bowling again. Bossenbarger, Coach Dollenhaus, excuse me, says one shot. Now Bossenbarger down the lane he goes, split the defenders, tried to dump it underneath there to Jalen Behrens, and it goes off Jalen's leg. I think it was deflected as he dropped the ball off. 3.7 seconds left in the quarter. Miller from three-quarter court, off the backboard, no good. After three, Johnson Brock, 34, and the Knights, 25. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Stripes. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Stripes and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Johnson Brock boys leading Lord Central Catholic 34-25 after three quarters here at Humboldt in the boys' third place game of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Johnson Brock basketball, and it's Bossenberger to the front court. And oh, there's a foul. There were two men setting a screen for Dollenhaus to come off of and just push his way through it. Was the Knights player. Who did they call that on? Oh, 24. Okay. That's on Carney, his first. Team foul number two of the half. Pass deflected from the Eagles by Bowling to Fossenbarger. And back it comes now with it. Leighton Behrens underneath to Bowling. Too strong. Rebound foul on Johnson Brock. That's going to go on Leighton Behrens. I believe that's going to be his third foul. It is. Team foul number five of the half on the Eagles. On the bench with four fouls, Nick Perriott. Off the right side, now Miller with it. His team down nine, into Funk, forcing his way in. Out to the left corner for three, off the rim for three by Carney, no good. Fossenbarger hustles out with the loose ball rebound. Over to Ryan Bowling. Bowling around the defender. Leaves it off now to Behrens. In the paint, up and good. Leighton Behrens got in the paint, got the shot off, and it's now 36-25 at the 6:57 mark. Quarter number four to the front, the Knights with the basketball. Looking, bounce pass across, stolen away by Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger coming up the floor on the left side, now spins back. Gives the ball up. Oh, into the paint. Didn't take the shot there for Leighton Behrens. He'll give it to Davis. He'll shoot for three. No good. Hustles around. Funk got the rebound out on the sideline. Now moving on the baseline. Gives the ball back and into the middle. It's Fossenbarger with it. Back Davis. Timeout. Johnson Brock. The Eagles lead it 36-25. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score to pass along for the East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament. In the girls' third place game, Auburn defeats Fall City 42-23. 42-23, the final in that one, up at Weeping Water this afternoon. All right, inbound Johnson Brock, Camden Dollinghouse with it off the right side to Davis. Cade's pass stolen away on the bounce and a layup at the other end of the left hand good by Bo Lee. He's in double figures. I'm reasonably sure that is not what Coach Dollinghouse drew up in the timeout. 36-27 at the 6 minute mark of our ball game. Now, Fossenbarger three ball off the front. No good and a rebound. Oh, they got a man wide open. Miller ahead of the pack and he dunks it home at the other end with one hand. He's got 12, and now it's a 7-point ball game, 36-29. Timeout, Johnson Brock again. The coach didn't want this one to get out of hand. Stop that run here if you can. We'll take another 30-second break. Be back on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
36-29. It was 36-25. A minute 14 seconds ago. A couple of buckets quickly by the Knights have cut the lead down to 7. Johnson Brock has led by as many as 11 in this ball game. Johnson Brock breaks the huddle. Perriott still on the bench with the four fouls here at the 5:43 mark. Ryan Bowling will trigger at midcourt. Looks like the Knights are going to pressure the ball. Go backcourt to Fossenbarger. No problem there. Leighton Behrens in the lineup for Johnson Brock. Miller playing Bossenbarger, steals the ball, and Bossenbarger comes back. Oh, he knocked it away, and they're going to call a foul on Bossenbarger. He was on the other side of Miller, so I can't tell you for sure, but I know the Eagle fans thought the call was wrong. Out of bounds, not the 1-1 yet. The next one will be inbound to Miller. He'll elevate the three. No, too strong. Rebound, hits the deck, tipped by Knight and off the hand of Dollinghouse. Out of bounds, Knight's ball. Three-pointer would make it a four-point advantage for the Eagles instead of the current seven. Bounce pass to the middle to Lee in the paint, blocked by Davis and or Ryan Bowling. Davis ends up with the ball. Perry it off the bench. He'll come in on the next dead ball for Johnson Brock. Davis has it. He looks. Guarded there by Funk. Across the floor to Bowling. Between the circles. Off now it goes to Behrens. Leighton dribbles into the paint. He goes all the way in. Off the rim on the backboard. No good. Rebound and on the run. Joseph Carney spins at the top of the key. Off the left side. Down in the left corner. Miller with it. Back out top to Carney. Carney to the high post. Triple team by that zone. Whips it out of there to the far side of Tesari. Now Miller for three from the left side. No. Rebound. A lot of contact. No whistles. And Dollinghouse ends up with it. He'll get it to Fossenbarger. Ahead in the right corner. Baseline. Davis. Now back on the left side of the floor to Behrens. Behrens across court. Dollinghouse had to run it down and save it from going out of bounds on the side. Very aggressive man-to-man now by the Eagles, by the Knights on the Eagles. Off to Davis. Davis with Funk on him. Spins all the way to the hole, and Funk is able to grab it and take it away and pass it off to Miller with 3:56 to go in the game. Miller to the front, his team down by seven. He's got 12 points to lead them in scoring. Carney down the floor, off to Funk on the right side. He looks. Inside with it, Carney elevates, double team. It's going to be a 5-second call or a foul. There's a foul on Johnson Brock. It's going to be 1-1, and the foul is on Ryan Bowling. I've got him for three. Scoreboard agrees, and here comes Perriott into the ball game. He'll come into the contest for Leighton Behrens. At the line for the first time today, Joseph Carney. This is a 1-1. He'll get set. He'll fire. It's up. It's good. He'll get another one. 36-30 at the 3:39 mark. We went a little over 2 minutes without a point being scored by either team. Second one on the way up, and it is on the rim, and it bounces in. Timeout called by the Knights. They trail 36-31. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Humboldt, where it is fourth quarter. Johnson Brock leading Lord Central Catholic 36-31. We've got 3:39 to play in this ballgame. The Knights took the timeout. Coach Trevor Crank gives his message. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse down at the other end. Johnson Brock talking to his team. Now, full court pressure by the Knights. Down by five. Inbounding will be Leighton Behrens. Gets into Fossenbarger, and they pull the pressure basically off. Crosses midcourt where Miller will pick him up. Off now to Perriott. He started out well today. Nick did. at 8 points in the first half, and has set most of the second half and quite a bit of the second quarter with foul trouble. Man-to-man defense by the Knights. Johnson Brock to Davis for three on the rim. No. Miller up for another rebound for the Knights with 3:10 to go in the game. 36-31, the lead now 5. The Knights with it, thinking about a three as Lee didn't take it. He passes off, gets it right back. Now back to Miller. Left side, Carney at the elbow, holds. Pass to Miller, triple team to the free throw line. And out for three, off the rim, no good by Tersarek. And Dahlenhaus comes out with the ball ahead up to Fossenberger. He is fouled. He just missed the shot off the glass. Miller called for the foul. That will be his first of the ball game, I believe. No, I call it on Funk, 52. That is his second foul. So Funk with the foul, team foul number three. So the Knights in a little trouble in that aspect. They want to go to a foul line here a little bit later. They need to commit some more fouls. That is the first point of the day for Caleb Fossenberger there on that free throw. It's now a 6-point lead, 37-31, with 2:41 to go. Second one up, second one good. Johnson Brock had not scored in over 4 minutes. They went from 6:57 to 2:40 without scoring a point. Now two free throws. Johnson Brock with no field goal, one field goal here in the fourth quarter so far. The lead is 7. We go out top with the ball, and now back to the left side to Sarek for three, way long. Davis takes the rebound away from Funk. They were kind of tangled up, no call. The officials are letting them play. They're doing it even on both ends. Got to appreciate that if you're the coaches. It's a well-called game, I think. Nobody's ever completely happy, but pretty well-managed ball game. Fossenberger dribbles around Dahlenhaus at the two-minute mark. Now to Davis, and his cross-court pass stolen away. Driving in to Sharik. It's up, scoops it for two. Tesharik with 8 in the ball game and a timeout called. It's 38-33. 38-33, Johnson Brock, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Minute 51 to go. It's a 5-point ball game. We have Johnson Brock lead 5. The Eagles have the basketball. They have to go the length of the court here. Inbounding the basketball, Ryan Bowling. He looks. Fossenberger comes around, and now a long pass up the floor. Dahlenhaus gives it off to Perriott. Bounce pass to Davis. Back to Perriott. Layup good and a foul. Nice play by the Eagles. Excellent passing. Perriott now in double figures with 10. He gets the bonus free throw coming here. The foul will be on Bo Lee. Two really nifty passes under the bucket down there by the Eagles. 40-33, and it stays that way. The free throw is no good, and the ball is out of bounds. It'll go to the Knights. Oh, it'll be Knights basketball right between the scorer's table and the Johnson Brock bench. Perriott sits down with a minute 39 to go with his 4 fouls. To Miller, into Funk. Layup is good on the other end. Will Funk with his first 2 of the game. 40-35. Two-possession game, and they go for the long one to Dahlenhaus. He hands off Fossenberger. Hit as he shoots the free throw, shoots the layup. Tried to scoop it up. Now they're going to call, that a shooting foul. Dahlenhaus able to push the ball ahead. He was going to get hammered if he had went in there. But he pushed it ahead to Fossenberger. If it's not a shooting foul, there's no free throws. 2 shots. Foul is on Joe Carney, his 2nd. Team foul number 5. And Barron's at the line to shoot 2. It's up. It's off the back. No good. He can make it a six-point lead if he makes this one. Could have made it a three-possession game. And he netted both of them. Crowd for the next game starting to fill the hallways here. In and out. No good. Missed them both. Rebound to Sharon. Ahead to Miller. Left side wing for Lee. Back out to the top. 1:15 and the clock running. To Sharks. Leans in. Back out. Carney for three. No good. Rebound. Funk kept it alive and lost the ball as he spun to go back in toward the hoop. Ball out of bounds goes to Johnson Brock. Perriott back in the ball game, and we have a timeout called by the Knights. We're taking a 30-second break and coming back on KTNC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Minute 5 to go here in the ball game. Johnson Brock leading 40-35, his boys' third place game. Timeout, the fourth called by the Knights. What I would expect to happen here with Johnson Brock inbounding on the defensive end, I would expect the Knights to go for a quick steal, and if they don't get it, commit a quick foul, because that would be the sixth team foul, and Johnson Brock would get to inbound it again. So they don't get a steal. Expect a foul here from the Knights. And then the same scenario again on the inbound. Triggering it in, Ryan Bowling. Miller will guard the ball on the inbound. Bringing in Perriott. And a ball tipped, stolen by the Knights. Going out, give it to Miller for three in the right wing. Short, no good. Rebound brought down by Bowling. Exactly what the Knights needed. Now Fossenberg early threw it long, and Miller intercepted it with 50 seconds to go. Johnson Brock not handling the ball well here. Miller, two-point jumper up and good. He's got 14. It's now 40-37, 38 seconds to go, and Coach Lucas Dollinghaus wants timeout for Johnson Brock. And his team has to just settle down and not throw the ball around. We are going to have a full timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, here's your situation. Johnson Brock has 40. Lord Central Catholic has 37. Johnson Brock has the ball. There's 37 and a half seconds left in regulation in this ball game. Now, each team has a timeout left. The Knights still have to commit two fouls to put Johnson Brock on the free throw line. So here we go. Ryan Bowling will inbound it. Johnson Brock has got the ball in, but they threw it away last time on this situation. Here we go. Bowling runs the baseline, bounces into the freshman. Dollinghaus, his pass back toward the bucket is knocked out of bounds. Oh, man. Good defense there by Bo Lee. So they'll do it again. 33.8 seconds to go. Bowling ready. Gets it in now. Fossenberg. He throws for the home run. Up the floor to Dollinghaus. He stands. He throws across court to Davis. Davis is finally fouled with 24 seconds to go. But again, that's just the sixth team foul. Carney with the foul. His third team foul, number six. Now Johnson Brock will inbound it again. And again, you expect a quick try to steal. If not, a quick foul here. A one-possession game, 40-37. Miller guarding Fossenbarger. They go backcourt to Dollinghaus. And there's the quick foul by Carney. He didn't even try for the steal. So the freshman going to the free throw line, where he has not been in this ball game. 12 points for Camden Dollenhouse on the year. He's perfect at the line, but he's only been there 7 times coming into this ball game that I have him for. 7 for 7 is the last set of numbers I have on the Eagles. 7 for 7 for Dollenhouse, free throw up, and he remains perfect. And that makes it a 2-possession game, 41-37 with 23 seconds to go. Second one on the way for the Johnson Brock freshman. Up and down. Got them both. And it's now 42-37, and Johnson Brock going to pressure the ball. Oh, don't foul. Dollenhouse almost fouled. And now coming up the floor all the way to the hole. In and fouled on the way to the basket is going to be Carney. Carney with the foul will go to the line to shoot 2. Foul on Johnson Brock on Ryan Bowling, his 4th, team foul number 8. 17 and a half seconds left. Free throw up, good. Carney now 3 for 3 at the line in the game, 42-38. Second one coming here. Make it a 1-possession game. It's up and it's short. Rebound, Bossenbarger, and he stepped out of bounds. He was under the basket. The defense was right there. There was a little incidental contact, but they can't call a foul on that. So Johnson Brock now will play defense, up 4 with 15 seconds to go. Oh, they lost him in. Wide open 3. In and out. No good by Tasharik. And the rebound, Dollenhouse has it. He's tied up with Carney. Somebody else, Funk, ended up on the floor. I have no idea who they're going to call a foul on here. 52 on Funk. He was, I guess, the most aggressive. He's the one that ended up on the floor, though. His 3rd foul. And if you're Johnson Brock, apparently he fouled the right guy. Dollenhouse going to the line to shoot 1-1. It's a 4-point lead. There's 10.1 seconds left. Could make it a 6-point lead here. Dollenhouse ready. It's up. It's no good. He missed it. Rebound to Miller. Fires it up the floor. Ahead to Lee for 3. And he got it. Right side way outside. Timeout called by the Knights. And the clock ran a little bit longer than it should have, I think. We'll see. 3 seconds to go. We'll take a timeout and be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4.2 seconds is what's on the clock. They put 1.2 back up there. Coach Trevor Crank got the officials' attention immediately. The Knights have no timeouts left. Johnson Brock has one if they need it here on the inbound. They've really done a good job inbounding the basketball. Then they have to hold on to it once they do, because they're going to get fouled as soon as they do. Inbounding is Bowling. He gets it into Dollenhouse. And now there's 3.5 seconds left. Foul will be on Tasharik, his 3rd. Team foul number 9. Camden Dollenhouse to the line. 1-1 again. 14 points to lead the scoring for Johnson Brock today. Tied for honors in the ballgame right now. They're important here. You just missed one. It's up. It's good. He can make it a 3-point game with this one. There are 3.5 seconds left. A make means nothing more probably than a tie for the Knights. A miss, the Knights could win it with a long ball. It's up. It's good. He got them both. And it's 44-41. And now from midcourt. The shot of the way is short, no good by Joseph Carney. Your final score, Johnson Brock 44, Lord Central Catholic 41. We'll wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Humboldt. Final our boys' third place game is 44-41. Johnson Brock with the win. Leading the score today for Lord Central Catholic, Blake Miller had 14 points in the ball game. 13 for Bo Lee, 3 for Joseph Carney, 8 for Zach Tesherick, and 2 for Will Funk. I believe that was actually 4 for Joseph Carney in the ballgame, excuse me. The Knights in the game go 9 of 14 at the free throw line. For Johnson Brock today, scoring goes like this in the contest. Leading the way is Cam, the freshman, with 16 points, including 4 out of 5 of the line in the fourth quarter. 10 for Nick Perry, who was saddled with foul trouble much of the final three quarters. Sloan Pelican had 6, Caleb Fossenbarger 2, 6 for Kate Davis, 2 for Jalen Behrens, and 2 for Leighton Behrens. The Eagles in the fourth quarter, 6 of 10 at the line, and 12 of 18 in the ballgame, and the Eagles win it by a final of 44-41, which is your final score, 44-41, Johnson Brock with the lead, or with the win, 44-41, the final there. So that will wrap it up for this game. The girls are out warming up, Sacred Heart and Lord Central Catholic coming up next. We'll have that one coming up your way in about 10 or 12 minutes here on KTNC.